We're doing great in Texas, obviously a lot better than in many other states in the country, but we could be doing better, and we have a lot to lose. You see areas like Austin, Texas, and the way Dallas is becoming. Dallas is now Blue County. Houston is just right there on the cusp of becoming a Blue County. We've got to do better in Texas, and we've got to turn young people out to the polls that are going to vote Republican, and we've got to change minds. If we're able to do that, then we'll not only keep this state red and we'll not only hold on to some of our statewides, but I think we'll turn the tide as far as this millennial demographic is concerned and how the media is talking about them, you know, being more liberal and voting for Democratic candidates in larger numbers. We can turn the tide on that, but we have a lot of work in front of us.
What is your message to young people about Republican, but more specifically and more importantly, in my opinion, truly constitutional conservative values? How do you convey that message to a group of young people that so often when you see them on TV, they love liberalism and maybe even embrace socialism because somebody's going to give them something free?
Great question. And so I would say it kind of works in stages with most young people. If you're trying to get somebody to, say, join a Young Republican or a College Republican organization, and maybe they're kind of on the fence, maybe they're kind of in the middle, well, you've got to either change their mind or win them over. And if we go into it talking about, you know, the specific brand of constitutional conservative from day one, they might not get it all. But we've got to get them in the door first, and we've got to win them over, if not issue by issue, at least to start out with a broader philosophy of limited government, personal responsibility, economic liberty. There might be big differences on, say, social issues with a lot of young people in college and the broader Republican Party, or maybe immigration or national defense. But we can work on them on those issues. But we got to get them in the door first. And once we get them in the door and they hear from some of the policy experts that we bring in, from organizations like Americans for Prosperity, Empower Texans, easily, you know, a little bit further to the right, Texas Public Policy Foundation, they start hearing from some of these experts and smart people, as well as conservative constitutionalists, it will change their mind. But it's not going to happen all at once or on day one. So I'm a constitutional conservative in many respects. I do lean libertarian on a number of issues. But what I've noticed is that some young people who were very liberal in college, some of the most liberal people who were liberal in college will basically do a 180, and they'll go from being far left to being warriors on the right, essentially. We've seen that before, and there have been many cases of it. So we've got to highlight how idiotic the left is, how just horrible some of their ideas are, and even highlight some of the violence we're seeing on the far left. If we can show that, and then if we can present our message in an effective way, we're going to change minds.